How lovely are the portals of the night when the stars come out to watch daylight die. Space, the final frontier of a greatest expanse known to man. While it appears to be a void of mostly darkness, there are the occasional twinkles of light that dot the fabric of the night sky. These lights are none other than stars, cosmic balls of heat and gas found throughout the universe. All stars, such as famous actors and singers, have a backstory, and cosmic ones are no different. These stars start out as a giant cloud of gas and dust, known as a stellar nebula, also referred to as stellar nurseries, a process and stage that lasts for millions of years. The gravity in these clouds pull everything together, causing collapses at multiple points, resulting in a number of cores. The heat in these cores results in a process known as nuclear fusion, the process that causes stars to shine. While they may be shining, a star is not a true star until it can fuse hydrogen into helium. Until then, it is known as a protostar, a state that lasts from 100,000 to 10 million years. As gravity and mass increases, the temperature raises, the hydrogen fuses into helium through nuclear fusion, resulting in what is known as a main sequence star. A state in which majority of stars in our universe are, including our own sun. This stage is kept stable by gravity pushing inwards and the force from nuclear fusion pushing outwards, resulting in the ball-like shape that we know. Depending on the size of the star, this can last from 10 million to 80 billion years, with larger stars having a smaller lifespan. Eventually, the star runs out of hydrogen. No hydrogen means no nuclear fusion, which causes the outward pressure to cease, leaving only the inward pressure of gravity to condense the star's core. This compression causes nuclear fusion to reignite, causing the star to expand greatly, resulting in and forming heavier elements, up to iron. The next stage all depends on the star's original size. If it is a medium or small star like our sun, it expands into a red giant. Otherwise, if it's a massive star, it forms a red supergiant. While they become similar stars, from this point on, their life cycles differ. After a period of say a billion years, a red giant becomes unstable, expelling its outer layer, leaving behind a hot, dense core, which eventually becomes what's known as a white dwarf. As time goes on, the white dwarf cools and grows darker, becoming a black dwarf as it no longer has energy to release light. For red supergiants, they begin to shine brightly again as they go through many cycles of expansion and contraction, before eventually violently exploding in what is known as a supernova, which creates even more heavier elements, which are spread out all across the universe. Once again, after this point, there is a branch in the star's fate. If it was merely very big, it becomes a dense core known as a neutron star, one of the densest objects in the universe. If the star was absolutely massive, however, it will collapse in on itself, creating a black hole. A black dwarf is not the only end of a white dwarf, however. If the white dwarf, for example, is part of a binary system, a solar system with two stars, or 1.4 solar masses, it too can become a neutron star. How does this relate to Helios, our own star? Well, it's currently in a stable main sequence stage, which it should stay in for another 5 billion years, after which its hydrogen will have been spent, causing it to go into its red giant phase. In this phase, it will consume the three inner planets, leaving Mars as the new first planet of the solar system. And this stage will last for up to a billion years, after which it'll become a white dwarf, then a black dwarf, as it does not have enough mass to trigger a supernova and a black hole. Nothing lasts forever, not even a star. We may feel immortal, but it's only due to our own meager lifespans. But no matter how many new stars get created, they all will die in the end. Not even black holes, the ultimate end-all of a star, is immortal, lasting only 10 to the 67th power years. Eventually they will stop, as there'll be nothing left to consume, and they will all fade away into true nothingness. In keeping with the archive's motto, I will recite a quote from Carl Sagan, American astronomer who worked with the Apollo space mission. "The nitrogen in our DNA, the calcium in our teeth, the iron in our blood, the carbon in our apple pies, were made in the interiors of collapsing stars. We are made of stardust." And that's where I leave this episode, The Stellar Blaze of Glory. Join me next time for Exoplanets, where we explore the various exoplanets in our universe, what they are, how they work, and if any have potential of life. Thanks for listening, and remember, the universe is the greatest archive, and you are the stardust that makes it special.